Well, it's a beautiful day in downtown Chicago if you are a tomato plant. On this sunny and steamy afternoon, we're in the cool comfort, though, of the Chicago Cultural Center's Preston Bradley Hall for this first Monday concert from the Chicago Chamber Musicians. On the program today, trombonist Michael Mulcahy from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and professor of trombone at Northwestern University, along with pianist Yoko Yamada Salvaggio, who performs as a collaborator with professors of Northwestern University, DePaul University, and members of the CSO, among many other musicians around the Chicago area. Two works on the program today, one well-known for trombone, at least among trombonists, the Johann Georg Albrechtsberger Concerto for Alto Trombone in B-flat major, and Robert Schumann's Dichterliebe. More on that from Michael Mulcahy. We'll have a few remarks from him as he performs along with Yoko Yamada Salvaggio. First, Albrechtsberger's Concerto for Alto Trombone.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our first Monday concert with the Chicago Chamber Musicians at the Chicago Cultural Center, and a special welcome to listeners on our wonderful classical music station, WFMT. I should mention the supporters that make these concerts possible, particularly the City of Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, the National Endowment for the Arts, as well as support from the Daniel F. and Ada L. Rice Foundation. And we also have this wonderful program, Move to Music program, supported by the Blowitz Ridgeway Foundation. So a special thank you to all of those people. I do have to remind you to kill the cell phones and pagers and other noisemakers in your possession. Thank you. And I won't say much, but I will tell you that this concerto by Albrechtsberger, a Viennese composition, Albrechtsberger is not famous to general music lovers, but he was a tutor in counterpoint for Beethoven, and I'm thinking that someone that had Beethoven as his student must have had a pretty strong constitution. His own music is very graceful, florid, and elegant, and I hope you enjoy it. Originally scored for alto trombone, this is the little one you see in my hands, and string orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Alto Trombone in B-flat Major by Johann Georg Albrechtsberger here live on 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com. Michael Mulcahy, trombone. Yoko Yamada Salvaggio, piano. From this live First Monday concert from the Chicago Chamber Musicians, we're live at Preston Bradley Hall at the Chicago Cultural Center in downtown Chicago. Schumann is up next. Here's Michael.
Just a couple of words of introduction about the Schumann. Many of you know this very, very famous song cycle, Poems of Love, the cycle that was inspired by poetry of Heinrich Heine, who inspired many great composers to some of their best works. I'm not a singer, and clearly my voice is not in my head, but in my hand. I just want to explain to you that the expression in these songs will be immediately apparent to you, that it's about love will be apparent to you. The poems themselves are very short and explore the gamut of feelings in the love adventure, if you like, the passion and the joy and the anguish in no small measure. And those songs affect me, the words affect me very much. And what I essentially do is I vocalize on the trombone. I haven't changed the notes, I look at the words, I'm playing from the score, so my score has the vocal part and the piano part, and I simply sing on the trombone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Robert Schumann's Dichterlieder, his Opus 48. Trombonist Michael Mulcahy with pianist Yoko Yamada Salvaggio on this first Monday concert from the Chicago Chamber Musicians here at Preston Bradley Hall in the Chicago Cultural Center downtown. Michael Mulcahy, trombone, with Yoko Yamada Salvaggio, opened the program with the Concerto for Alto Trombone by Johann Georg Albrechtsberger, and then performed that wordless but otherwise note-for-note version of Robert Schumann's Dichterlieder. Michael Mulcahy, Yoko Yamada Salvaggio, once again taking a bow. We'll be back with First Monday next month. August 6th is our first Monday of the month with works of Alberto Ginastera, Maurice Ravel, and William Grant Still. Our music producer was Mary Mazurek. Thanks, Mary. I'm your host, Peter Wharf, back to the studios of WFMT with Carrie.